Everybody, welcome to Between Realities. I am your host, Alex VR, and I'm joined here with Skiva.
How are you doing, Skiva? I'm Skiva, and that was, oh my god, that hurt.
Oh man, thank you guys. Actually, so obviously I'm not Alex VR. This is Alex VR.
I'm like, Alex.
Today is so fucking backwards with everything that we just decided we would switch places to match with the Bizarro World theme. So yeah, we had some technical difficulties, had to create a new stream. But yeah, thanks for coming back and being with it. Thank you.
If you are here, you are the real deal, because that stream crashed and then you had to be like, well, that sucked, and stick around and wait for us to like re-engage. So
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. We love you very much. Yeah. And we experienced a little bit of technical difficulties, as we've spoken about before. Skeev's in the middle of moving. There's a bunch of people showing up at his house, stealing all away of his prized possessions for mere dollar amounts. And
yes, I am moving, and it's, yeah, kind of far. So Alex is now hosting.
We're at my house.
Which is fantastic.
Yep. And, you know, this ship has
landed in your driveway.
In my crib. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Dickhead Robot Mateo actually called it. Dickhead Robot showed up before we even fucking started filming this time, and yeah, we don't have any footage
broke
of
all
it.
Our
but
shit. Broke it all.
Yeah, he messed everything up. So yep. Thanks, Mateo, for knowing what was going on there before we could reveal it to everybody. You know who's been so patient? Is our guest.
Yes.
This guy, like, he knew what was going on, and he's like, oh shit, I've been through this before. Goes on mute, like, does this thing, you know, waits for us to, like, hammer through it, which, by the way, helps to have two people to do. Like,
yeah,
we're, like, both, like,
yeah,
hitting it together, like, ooh, yeah, boom, 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 like, hammering yeah it out. So, it's nice to help. Yes. So,
well,
anyway,
let's bring him in. Yes.
Thank you for waiting. Please welcome to the show, Space Roach VR.
Shit, I'll fix that, I guess. Hey!
What's up, Alan?
Hey.
How's it going, brother?
There we go.
Going great, guys. How you doing?
Doing super good.
A lot better now.
Yeah, a lot better now. I'm happy to be the first guest that you've had twice in a row on the same day.
Perfect.
You're that good, man. That first second was amazing, so we had to have you back.
Yeah. I'm going to eradicate that from the history books. No one's ever going to know that existed, and then that joke's never going to make sense.
Oh. Nobody will understand the first 30 seconds of this show.
I know.
So if you don't know who Space Roach is, right down here on this monitor right below me is every way that you can find this guy. I highly suggest that you go over and check out his channels. Because
he's got
some good shit, man.
Yeah, we've got some clickable links in the description.
Yep.
And the one thing that kind of, I would say, separates you right now, well, at least primarily, is the fact that you are, like, primarily streaming on a different platform called Livit, right? Which, like, I guess most people have probably not heard of. That's that's pretty interesting, man. How did that land in your lap?
So I was actually contacted by another streamer, the VR girl. Alex, I think you know who that is.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, there's this new platform, and I'm doing all right over there. You should try it too. I went over, and it's an entirely non-VR crowd, and I thought maybe that would be something fun to try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally nobody. Like, nobody over there had on the viewer end had a VR headset. There was no targeted VR crowd. There was no playing games that people had seen before. Like, everything was brand new to everybody. And I decided that maybe that was a place I should be checking out and maybe spreading the word of VR.
Nice. That's pretty cool. How's it been going? You like it?
Yeah, it's been going fantastic. I've enjoyed the engagement over there. It's a really weird. Alex jumped on one of my streams. It's a really weird way of pushing engagement that they have, but they do, and it's like constant engagement. I've enjoyed like all the added interaction that you get, like more than I was on Facebook Gaming, really. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting chance to get to know some people outside of the VR community and see what they thought of some of this stuff. You know, Beat Saber was brand new to this entire crowd. Mm-hmm. Which is weird. Like, I'm so used to if you play Beat Saber on Facebook, people are right. Just like, oh my god, Beat Saber video.
Right.
it was brand new, and then all of a sudden I've got all these people interested in VR, and my profile kind of exploded. I hit 1,000 follows in 22 days.
Wow. Damn. Nice.
Yeah, I'm at a month and a half in at just under 1,600 follows.
Wow.
It's been a really crazy. I wasn't expecting it to be like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, hop on over there and get him some more follows.
So I went and checked it out, and he said that it's a weird way of engaging, and I would say weird is definitely a way of describing it. Yeah. When I was there, honestly, to me, it felt like it was like leaned more towards a younger crowd. Mm-hmm. Like, do you find that most of your subscribers or your viewers are younger, or do you find people that are your age, or you know, what kind of demographic do you find over there?
Well, okay, so the hardcore followers of like the people, okay, so they have this weird checkmark system that shows like your more dedicated followers, and basically like if you watch three streams in a row, you'll get like a green checkmark every time you go to someone's stream. Mm-hmm. You get to 7, it becomes a blue checkmark. 25, it becomes a different color, and so on and so forth. So people end up taking pride in coming back to your stream. And I find that most of the people that have like the darker colored check marks are like people in my age range, people between 30 and 40. Although there is a pretty good sized crowd of like college age people.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, we're talking about a platform called Livit right now, LIVIT, that Space Roach is a like a full time streamer on. Are you streaming on Facebook or anything now, or are you just kind of posting videos there?
I'm just kind of posting videos there at the moment. The way things have been going on Livit so far, it's like every time I log in, the streams hopping, and I haven't even felt like streaming anywhere else. Well, like by the time my 5-minute countdown at the beginning of my stream is done, there's at least 5 to 10 people waiting to jump in the chat, and nice. And a lot of times they're already talking amongst themselves, kind of like when you were setting up for your show.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, like how you had your definite returning followers just hanging out in chat, talking to each other, and everyone being ready. Mm-hmm. It's like that every day.
Cool.
So I really haven't felt the need to go anywhere else lately, outside of going back to Facebook and YouTube and sharing moments that I thought were fun from my other streams.
You know, I really do think that they're onto something when it comes to like the way that people are engaging with the videos, because like you're basically being rewarded for any time that you spend engaging on the platform, and there's mm-hmm. like they reward you with like more in-depth ways to engage with content creators and stuff like that. So I definitely see the appeal. You know, like one of the things I like about Twitch streams is how you can like, if you're like chatting in there, you unlock points that you can spend on cool things that you can drop in chat or highlighted messages mm-hmm. or
yeah.
whatever, you know, and that kind of incentive really does keep people coming back to stuff, you know, like, and if it's like the choice between watching a video that gives you that level of engagement or the option to have that level of engagement and then watching one that does not, you will eventually start to lean towards something that attempts to reward you for the time that you spend yeah. doing it. You
yeah.
know? Sure. It's almost like gamifying watching a stream or connecting with a content creator,
yeah.
which is why I felt like it was for younger people.
Like completely gamifying watching the stream. Honestly, the show is more in the chat than it is in the game that I'm playing on that particular platform, which kind of makes it a special type of engagement, because
mm-hmm.
everyone feels like they're part of the stream. And it makes it more fun.
You know who else is a part of this stream? Our chat right now.
Yes.
And I feel like we should take a minute to talk to everybody. We've got Steve Knows, who is just like the dude, right? What's up? Like, yeah. Steve,
yeah,
what's up, man? Thank you for coming, fucking Steve. Being here. Mm-hmm. Willie Hartman, how's it going, man? Aspen Darkfire, how are those Alex videos coming, brother? I went straight to Dr. McSkittles.
I was actually here for the Steve Knows version of your show.
What's that?
I was actually here for the Steve Knows edition of your show.
Nice, dude.
That was a good one. Dude, yeah.
We have so much fun with Steve on the
show. That was fun. For sure. That was fun.
He's great.
Good dude.
Yeah, we got Willie Hartman. I already said Mr. McSkittles. I'll say it the right way this time. Paradise Decay. How's it going, bro?
What's up?
Soul Fox.
Soul Fox.
Dropped in.
Nice.
Good to see you, man.
What's up, buddy?
Mateo 311.
Mateo.
He was just on the show, and we had a blast with him, too.
The homie right
talking
there.
About MMORPGs. Fabster.
Nice.
How's it going? Fabster. Good to see you. I told you to hit me up on Discord. Where were you? You got to find me. German Rifter, one of our Patreons.
What's up, dude? Yep.
We have a Patreon. Right there. If you got some chump change, feel free to kick it over.
Yep.
German Rifter.
Yeah, you're going to get some stuff.
We send free games
special,
to him.
Yes.
Limitless Gaming, good to see you, man. What's I hope up? Your new job is going well.
Yes.
Steve XM, he found the stream quick after it died. And Hussein X was the first one in the chat before we
Hussein X.
Yeah.
What's up,
got
dude?
Back up and
how's
running.
It going?
Yeah, Steve Knows was on our Oddworm team, by the way. If you guys didn't watch any of that stuff, you got to go on YouTube and find some of those Onward, like, Master League videos. The commentary was so good.
It was so good, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun watching everybody play that.
It was. And you know, when I got to rewatch it, I noticed a lot of dumb shit that I did.
Oh, Clockulus VR. What's up, dude? Good to see you, man. If you don't know Clockulus VR, check him out. He's on Facebook, too. And he's awesome.
Cool. What's up?
Clockulus keeps it real.
Awesome.
So what games are you playing on Livid, dude?
Honestly, I've been doing okay. So it's been a little different for the last week because I've been working for Venice VR. So I've pretty much been streaming my entire experience there for the entire last I guess we're on day 8 now. Is it day 8? Something like that.
Day 8 of what?
But Venice VR.
Oh, Venice VR. Oh, I saw your videos on that.
Mm-hmm. So I've spent 6 hours a day there for the last 8 days in a row. I've been streaming the entire thing on Livid, and it's been fun. Although sometimes you run out of things to see because I get stuck in one area because I'm literally working for the festival, but it's been interesting because I've never worked at an event in VR before. They have me in a staff avatar in VR chat. It's really strange.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. So I hang out and talk to everyone that comes in pretty much.
And just like grab footage when you can.
Well, I just hit the record button at the beginning of it. I've got probably like 40 some odd hours of VR chat footage to come through. I can't believe I pulled that little
dude. Should delete half of it.
Video off yesterday.
Just like cut your workload. Just delete half of it. Just say goodbye to half of it.
It's taking up so much space on my hard drive.
That's insane. 40 hours of that. Oh my god.
Well, before that, I was doing like 3 and 4 hour Beat Saber and Pistol Whip and Until You Fall streams, you know, like I was on Facebook Gaming. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real big shift the last week. I do like going to events though. That is interesting for streaming. People really liked Burning Man as well. I also went to Altspace for Burning Man VR. The Diplo concert, the younger part of my audience really, really loved
that.
Nice.
I really wanted to check out the Burning Man thing. You know, I always wanted to go in real life, and then it was coming to VR, and I really wanted to, and it just got away from me. This week for me has just been friggin' insane, so it just got away from me. I wish I got to check it out.
Last week we were on a show called the Tom Clancy Show, and
yes,
Tom Clancy is in the chat right now. So
what's up,
dude? Good to see you. He has a really cool show that he does inside of VR, and he's in VR, is inside of a area of a VR environment that he built, has like props and shit that he breaks out that he makes before the show and stuff. It's really cool. You should definitely check that out.
Great
also.
Show. Amazing show. Yeah.
So
future of entertainment.
I know you stream a lot of Until You Fall, and I've never played it, and it, like, you know, honestly, when you, like, to me, when I watch it, it doesn't, like, I'm not like, oh man, I gotta get in there. But every time I hear somebody go in and come out, they're like, okay, that was awesome. And I feel like people love that game. And it's really exciting now because PSVR owners will now have the chance to get it because it's gonna come to PSVR, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That is awesome. Coming to PSVR and Oculus Quest by the end of the month.
Ooh, yeah. And Oculus Quest by the end of the month. Oh, that's a big one. That's cool. Nice. Nice.
What In fact, I was just reading about that one this morning. I think Upload posted or released something about it. But yeah, I guess that's the deal. Until You Fall coming at the, and I can't wait for it to hit the PSVR platform because people are going to freak out about it over there. The graphics are fun, but not so detailed that you couldn't run it on a PSVR smoothly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're sword fighting in virtual reality. You're running a gauntlet, and then when you die, you take all these points that you accumulated in the gauntlet, and you upgrade your weapons, and you go back. You know, and
nice.
You're clearing boss levels, and it's fantastic. I love that game.
Have you played that?
No,
I haven't played that yet.
I feel like I would love it.
Oh, yeah,
God. You guys have got to play it,
dude. Matter you know fact, what we should do? We should do that Vive controller thing for that game because that's one of the things is when the I watch
controller thing.
When I watch those streams, the single camera angle perspective, it doesn't really capture the feeling. You know what I mean? Like it's a little static, and to me, like I said, it doesn't make me feel like, oh God, I got to get in there and try that.
Yeah.
But we should try attaching one of my Vive wands to my camera and do like a photo shoot in your empty ass basement. Dude, you're gonna have an empty basement that we could like run around in. We should throw some green screens up there and attach a Vive controller to my camera and do the toge thing and get some moving camera shots of us doing some sick mixed reality
stuff. I'm down.
And that would give us an opportunity to play Until You Fall because it's live enabled and you know your options are pretty limited.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah.
We should fucking
That sounds amazing, yeah.
We should do that.
Yep.
It's really fun and live. Like I would strongly suggest doing a little bit of live streaming with it because it will, you know, you get the swords in your hands and you're fighting the things. It's fun.
We could do a live stream with you holding a live camera.
Cool.
And like be like moving camera angle around and like
let's figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Dude, that would be so cool.
Yep. Yes, we shall figure that out. So you dig that game though, huh? It's a definite must pick up.
I'd say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very cool.
It's one of the games I play most often. It's not the one I paid the most for. By a long shot.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
I feel like I'd really want that game on the Quest. You know, I feel like a sword fighting game.
It's perfect on Quest. I pulled my cable out more than a few times on the Rift S.
Yeah.
You're turning and you're slashing everywhere and you're ducking and dodging because things are trying to smash your skull and eventually it almost as bad as Tower Tag where I crawl on the ground and step on my cable.
Roll collar has fallen.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, I've gotten a few times.
Tower Tag definitely does that. I think you missed your chance for this one.
I did.
I feel like we're going into Tower Tag right now.
And I just broke stuff here too.
Oh God, this.
I totally just broke stuff well. Yeah,
there's a little.
I did. Behind a little bit of behind the scenes. You guys got to bear with us today because we put this whole show on a new machine. You know, switched houses.
No way.
Everything is.
I am holding you to the same standard that I always have, and the fact that you're trying to justify your incompetence.
Dude. Okay. I know. So I'm trying to figure some of this stuff out as we go because it's all, you know, some things just aren't working right.
That's true.
But hopefully we'll get it figured out. We might not have working trailers.
No, we don't. We don't have shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get her fixed for next time. This ship, you know, the Kid Robot messes it all up.
Yeah.
Just messes it all up.
That he does. That he does. Well, you know, it's interesting because I met Space Roach on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say met, right? Like, this is the closest we've gotten to meeting. But, you know, we became aware of each other and started communicating on Facebook a while ago, probably, right? Like, I don't know, a year ago or something? It's
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then, you know, we just kind of have, like, been in each other's corner as we've been growing our each other, you know, our content and stuff like that. And then that Tower Tag tournament comes along, and then he ends up on your team for that Tower Tag tournament.
Yes.
So then you guys ended up becoming homies through playing Tower Tag.
Dude, and you know, Tower Tag's a fantastic game, and it requires a lot of communication if you want to play it competitively, you know, and having great teammates is key. It's absolutely crucial. And I was so lucky to be paired up with Space Roach, man. Like, I feel like I got to... Yeah, I mean, he's the best. I feel
like our sound
clip. He was awesome. You know, we had great teammates, man. We had Sarah was absolutely just amazing to play with. She went from being you know, an average player to probably becoming one of the best players in Tower Tag, period. I mean, she just absolutely crushed it. Yeah, and Steedly, awesome dude, man. We just had so much fun. It was really a blast. And you know, it's a damn shame that this game is not full all the time. There should be people in this lobby at all hours of the day, all hours of the night, because it's fucking amazing.
Is it $10, $20?
I think it's $15.
And it's on Viveport Infinity.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can play it for free?
Oh, wow.
Man, that's a shame. Like, that's a shame.
That really alone is worth just getting Viveport Infinity for. Yeah. And the thing is, like, people would probably play it regularly if there was a scene, but there's not. You know? And...
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to go into why there isn't.
I don't think that. Well, I don't know that there's a good reason why there isn't. To be honest with you, I mean, this game is in early access, isn't it, on the PC? I'm pretty sure. I thought it was an early access title. It might be out of early access by now. But
what does that even mean anymore?
Yeah, I know. Early access is the dumbest thing.
It doesn't mean anything.
It pretty much means we're going to charge you for this game, and that's our excuse for it not working.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then if we feel like it's a good game, we'll take it out of early access.
What kind of horseshit is that?
I know. To me, once I pay money, fuck you. It's a game. I don't care. I don't care if it's early access. You take money from me as a consumer.
It needs to be on Quest with crossplay, like right now.
Yes, that would be huge, dude. Tower Tag on Quest would be big, because as you know, the main premise behind this game is there's a tower in front of you, and you can walk around the tower on this little platform. So you do have to have a good amount of play space, right? Because the tower takes up all of the existing middle play space, and you can't stand in it, or it'll kill you, and it'll go against you. So it's really important to be able to move around this thing freely. And getting wrapped up in this game is definitely easy, but you know. On Quest, this game would be huge. I feel like if this game came out on Quest, it would just blow up. It would absolutely blow up.
Hussein X says he's going to start playing Tower Tag, and Echo VR is usually his main multiplayer game, and that makes sense because it has full lobbies and it's an extremely good game.
Right.
You know. But here's the thing: if you want to play Tower Tag, you got to like hit us up or hit whoever else plays this game up, because the community is small. And if you want a lobby, you're going to need to be like, hey, who wants to play? Like, how many online? How many more can I get? You know, the only time I ever play is when my team that plays in the tournaments is scrimming.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, I only play during like our pro matches. You know? Like, I don't like play with the friends and stuff, because it's not, people just aren't like, it's not smooth. Like, you know, and what and then I ask why.
You know, and I was talking to another creator about this game, and they were like, I don't want to play this game because there's no free locomotion. And I'm like, well, first of all, it's not true. You can walk around the tower.
It's for free, it's like locomotion.
Right. Right. And but you know, pulling yourselves to each tower, I guess, almost looks like a teleport thing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that you teleport to just that tower, and then you walk around it freely, and you have to be able to walk around it freely. And you can see it really well on this game, on this video, especially because Alex has the live, which is the, you know, in-game format video on the bottom right hand corner here.
I love this footage, dude.
Oh yeah, it's great.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it really does.
And so it's good stuff. And Steve Knows just mentioned another really important part of this for us is that it has haptic support. So you can wear the vest, and you can wear like the face piece, and you can get good haptic feedback for being in there. And this game's perfect for it.
Yep. I never played this game without the haptic stuff, because that's... whenever there is haptics involved, if it's supported, I'm using it, because it's this layer of immersion that is so hard to duplicate. When you get hit by a bullet, you know, like you in this game, right, you might peek around the corner and get hit. You don't maybe know where you're getting hit at, right, what part of your body is exposed. Mm-hmm. But you know, I peek around the corner, I feel myself get hit in the face, I feel that thing hit me in the face, or someone comes up, sneaks around behind me or to the side of me, I feel it on my back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just amazing, and it's really hard to play a game that has the support without the stuff if you don't have it.
Next week, mark my fucking words, next week I am going into some Alex mods and I am suiting the fuck up. I am putting on the full Be Haptics thing. Mm-hmm. I need your face piece, bro.
Yeah.
Where is that thing?
That's
send it to me.
That's a good question.
I'll pay the shipping. Send that shit if you want to. I'm going to get my hands on that, because that's the only piece I don't have. And I want to get the full kit going, like go into Alex mods and like get into something crazy and awesome. I haven't been into Half-Life Alyx since I started the gnome run after meeting it. And that's about it. Oh, since I did the mods, like the first push of mods, the Zenthong mod and one that with that hilarious footage of you getting scared.
Oh, God,
fucking
man.
Head crab.
Dude, that was so messed up.
Eskiva has a great video on his video, on his channel, of him playing, which mod was that? Which one was it called? Crash Course?
No, I don't know. You know, I'll look up what
Crash
it's called.
Course.
But
Crash
was it
Course.
Crash Course?
Yeah.
It might have been Crash
Course. I think it's
Course.
Called Crash Course. Mm-hmm. And I think it was sadly, it's Bradley Course, right? No,
Well, either way,
he fucking shits his pants when a head crab jumps out of a dumpster on him.
Well, you know, I walk up to this thing because a lot of times they'll hide resin inside of these dumpsters, right? And I open the top of it, and there was a head crab inside of it, and I'm like, oh, like I almost felt. If you watch the video, you'll see like I'm playing on the cyber stool, you know, and because I'm using the cyber shoes and I'm using all that haptic stuff, but I literally almost tipped over and fell over because it scared me that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's actually this guy.
Nice.
It's somewhere over here, but here I'll pull this. I'll pull this up. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, it's in one of this mod right here is called Balorumsk, whatever that's called. You guys will have to read it because I can't pronounce it. But I'll tell you what,
Belimor Sock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is absolutely terrifying. So I'll fast forward a little here, and you'll be able to see that. There's like this layer of like fog in this game, in this mod, and you can't see more than like a couple of inches
Steve.
In front of you. See you, Steve. You can't see more than a couple inches in front of you, and you're just walking around with this flame. It is one of the scariest things I've ever played.
Have you done any of the mods, Space Roach?
I have. I have tried a few of the mods. The lightsaber one was one of the wonkiest and quirkiest experiences ever.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't done that.
Yeah.
God, I need to get
it. Doesn't work very well. I mean, it's okay, but it's not. It's pretty janky.
I mean, yeah, it's janky. It's fun until it breaks, and then you have to back out and do something else. But
yeah.
Honestly, the last 10 hours of Half-Life Alyx I've played, we're all on Livet, and I was playing Hangman on the window in that first room.
You're shitting me.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the most popular stream I have, my Tuesday Hangman streams.
Wow.
In Half-Life Out.
Are you serious?
That's
that's amazing.
Funny.
Wow.
It's fun.
Wow.
It's a popular thing on that platform to play Hangman with your viewers because it causes people to engage, which ups your achievement score, which brings in more people and causes them to engage.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that there was always the problem of people being able to see the board and like really being able to make a cohesive stream out of Hangman that people could engage well with. So I thought, well, I could just open it. I could just find a video game like Rec Room or something where I could start drawing on a whiteboard and people would just see it in first person view. And then I was like, wait, no, Half-Life.
Yeah,
perfect, way right? better.
Yeah.
the dry eraser and the markers on the dirty ass glass in the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, if you Google that, you will find lots of videos of people doing all kinds of shit with that, right? I saw multiple teachers teach remote classes during the quarantine by going into Half-Life Alyx and using that dry erase pen and the glass as their board and like actually streaming that to their class. And that's how, so cool. Right,
and then posting it on YouTube so so people would be able to engage on their own time. That I thought that was amazing, and you put it inside of a video game, so you're keeping kids more into it because I mean they're the teachers in a video game,
right?
Yeah. And it's cool,
and not just a video game, but Half-Life in virtual reality.
Hey, Mepper, thanks for joining us, Mepper. Good to see you.
Reality game all. I mean, it was an amazing game though.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, that game. Yeah, just Half-Life. Half-Life to me has always been one of the most special IPs in my life. So when this game was coming out, if people were here at the beginning of the show, one of the things we did when Half-Life launched was we did a special episode from inside of Russell's laboratory.
Oh, yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, yeah, and we were sitting at the table, where he draws out the plans, me and Alyx, and it was great. It was a lot of fun to put together. It was a lot of fun to record. We did that episode with Anthony of VR365, and we just spent like 2 hours going through everything Half-Life and just preparing for that game to come out. And I'll tell you what, man, that game did not disappoint. I went through it and I took like 2 days to go through it, and then after that I went through it again with that gnome challenge where you gotta carry that stupid gnome, you can't put it in your inventory, you gotta get it to the last level of the game, and you really gotta hold that thing, and sometimes the problem is you need both hands in that game to reload, right? So you drop your thing, you grab another clip and you stick it in, and so when you do, every time you reload, you get to drop the gnome. And then a lot of times you get engaged in these firefights with the Combine, and they're just coming and coming, and then you just forget about the gnome, and you get like a half level, further into it, and you're like, where's my gnome? And you either got to reload or go back and find the stupid thing. But man, what a challenge, and just another good reason to go through that game again. And I hope they give me another reason to go through that game yet again, because I love it so much.
Aspen really Darkfire is speaking the gospel right now, saying all Alyx needs is multiplayer and the modding community will just blow up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I agree
100%.
Yep.
Bro,
yep,
100%.
If that game had multiplayer, I'd just live there.
Yeah,
seriously,
I think we all would. I think people would live in City 17. Right. I mean, shit. Yeah, I'm curious if that's going to happen, because all the other Half-Life games came native with multiplayer support. So when they opened up the tools, multiplayer was included. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to pull that off or if they ever will. It might be one of those things where the full release of the SDK has to be put out in order for people to really, grind at it and make that possible. So
Paint Pros Colorado says that when the original Half-Life came out, that's what brought him to PC gaming.
Me too.
I think a lot of people.
Actually, Quake 2 brought me to.
I mean, there's a lot of people who made the jump. I mean, it just was crazy. I watched that documentary on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Like about the history of Half-Life or whatever, and it was really interesting. It was really good. Delirium Drew said I had to watch it and fucking bugged me for months. Seriously, he bugged me for months. He would hit me up a month later and be like, "Hey man, did you watch that Valve movie yet?" I'm like,
"Oh wow,
no, I haven't." So eventually, one day, I was like, "All right, fine, I'm fucking watching it," and I watched it and I liked it. So thanks, Drew.
Delirium Drew's awesome. I don't know if he's in chat, but he's a good dude. But yeah, man. Dude, Half-Life. Yeah, I can't even. I just can't even wait for whatever's next.
You just can't even.
I can't even. I can't even. What do we got? What do we got next here? I should pull.
We don't have anything, dude. We have been straight winging this.
Yeah. I guess.
We do have some stuff.
Got some stuff.
But it feels like we've been winging it.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking earlier about good stuff coming to the Quest.
We were?
Yeah.
Well, seems like a stretch.
Well, I'll let it slide. Well, we wanted to come to... Wait, until you fall?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm just giving you a start. Sorry.
Oh, man. So Gorn is coming. Gorn, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is a game that everyone, I think... if you don't want this to come to this platform, you just don't know you do. Because this is going to be the best thing, I think, ever. If I can figure out my window here. Because this game requires a lot of movement. It requires a lot of swinging and slashing at things. And it just requires you to really be able to move. And I know, like, this came to PlayStation VR, which has only 180 tracking. So, but I'm glad that those people are able to experience this game. But with the freedom of being able to just spin around or going to a really big play area that may, you know, take up the circumference of one of these arenas. I mean, can you imagine going out on a football field or something and just playing Gorn? I mean, this will just absolutely be incredible. This is a super gory, cartoonish gore, I should say, game where you dismember, you know, these guys. You got to go into this arena and fight and win in front of the king of whatever palace this is. The Blood Palace. I don't know.
What do you think, Alan?
On what, Gorn?
Yeah, on Quest. You into it? Have you played Gorn?
I have played Gorn on my Rift S. I think all sword fighting games or all melee weapon games should be things that are on Quest. Honestly, yeah. It's built for that kind of thing. You can't be flailing around and moving and facing different ways and running over your cable.
Right.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean,
and you know, the big thing for me, dude, is like, I watch people take their quests outside and like take them out to football fields and stuff, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna go and play Echo in a football field, or I'm gonna go and play whatever, you know, in a football field. But honestly, like, that's a little... Like, to me, that doesn't sound that, like, good. Like, the dirt and the grass under my feet, you know? Like, that's, like, feels a little immersion breaking. Like, it's like, I know I'm outside. Maybe. You know, maybe that would be better. Yeah. But this, actually, would be perfect for a park or a field, you know? Because like,
the ground is dirt.
Yeah, it's, like, all dirt, you know? And it's, like, you're like, in the pit, you know? Yeah. Like, battling it out. And this, you know, that, like, this one seems, like you said, it's, like, perfect for, like, a big space and, like... You would be able to run around in that arena with a quest on, you know, assuming it can track in whatever light you're in.
Totally. And, you know, before Gorn, I believe Echo originally, I think Echo was really close to a Rift launch title, wasn't it? It was really close. I mean, it was out way in the beginning. And I know that was the game for a while to break people's hands and controllers until this game came out. And then no TV stood a chance. Right. No controller stood a chance. Everyone was just busting their shit.
Usain X is hoping that it's a cross-buy.
I hope it is too, man. You know, there's a lot of games that have come out that have not been cross-buy that have really pushed my buttons. You know, I don't mind supporting developers, but I tend in this early days of VR to buy games two or three times because no one wants you to really have their game on another platform you might own. And I get it's small. The devs aren't making sometimes any money at all. But, you know, I mean, shit, man. Like, why can't I just go over to that headset and play it? I own the software, you know. It's kind of a bummer. But hopefully it will be. Hopefully it'll be cross-buy. I think everything should
be. Do you wish that your Super Nintendo copy of Earthworm Jim came with a Sega Genesis version, too?
Absolutely.
I think that's
all current gen, though. This is all the stuff right now, you know? Dick.
On a real note, I bought a copy of Madden 21 last week and got a PS5 copy with it for when PS5 comes out. It's not completely unheard of.
Oh, wow.
Wow, no kidding.
That's cool. Yeah, that's nice. I think people are really pushing cross buy and cross play and like cross everything, you know.
Cross play should be.
Cross play, I think, is a huge priority for people. Like, if your game's not cross play and you're locking people to a specific platform, it will not do as well.
Right.
People want to play with their friends on whatever platform they're on, flat and VR.
Yeah, and we've learned that by looking at, you know, Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo. Those guys don't want to play with each other at all. You know, at the very beginning, it was a big battle getting anything cross-platform. But the benefit was there enough for these multi-million dollar giants to put resources towards making this work with other competitive companies. So it's definitely worth it. It has, you know, it has all the benefit in the world to be able to play with your friends no matter what hardware they have. It's the same game. It's the game that matters there. You know what I mean? They should be able to play cross-platform.
Can I pivot here?
Cross-play.
What's that?
Squadrons is going to have cross-play.
Which is huge.
Oh, dude.
That's going to make... That'll probably make me get it.
Yeah.
Like, that I probably wouldn't have, but now maybe I will.
I cannot wait, Alex, for you to be in a TIE fighter and me to be in an X-Wing.
Why is it always like that?
I don't know, dude.
Why?
Because you're the dark one.
I guess so.
No,
so listen, we're going to pivot here.
Okay, pivoting.
Because it was a cool VR headset announcement thing that just happened.
Yes, there was.
So it's called Relativity.
Relativity, yes.
And it is a $200 DIY HMD.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a fucking acronym? DIY HMD VR HMD. DIY VR HMD.
So there's a little story behind this, right? Someone that could not afford a VR headset found a way to make one very cheaply and efficiently, apparently. I mean, I guess this is like Palmer Luckey back in the day, right? Duct taping all these parts together to come up with his own headset, except this person had some reference. So this is great, man. A $200 Steam VR headset that's 6 degrees of freedom.
Did you see this morning, Space Roach?
I did. The whole 3D printable aspect is very interesting. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good. Start putting together a headset at your house that's actually, you know, PC VR worthy.
Yeah, right.
I'm just picturing playing Half-Life Alyx on a headset you built yourself. Right. Think about that,
dude.
We're moving into the future, gentlemen.
Yeah, like someone comes in and they're like, "Oh, what are you printing? Oh, just a VR headset.
Just a portal to another universe."
Oh man, printing a portal to another dimension.
Yeah,
seriously, that's what it is. You know, I'm packing up all my VR stuff because I'm moving, and I'm like, I have my computer in my hand and my HMD in my other hand, and I'm like, this to me, this isn't a computer and a headset. This is literally a portal to all kinds of amazing places. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Love this shit.
You know, I see this turning into like, you know, a Beat Saber machine or a whatever the current game is in the next couple of years machine. It's probably still going to be Beat Saber. Who are we kidding? But like, you know, once the VR really starts going more mainstream, you know, people will also, another thing that's also going to be going mainstream is 3D printing. More and more people understand the benefits of having one. And if you had a 3D printer at your house and then you went over to your buddy's house and played Beat Saber and had a blast, you can just go home and print one of these things up.
So here's my question about this. So this thing's $200, right? $200, that's awesome. $200 to enter all of these amazing Steam VR games. But Oculus has a Quest 2 coming out for $299. It comes put together. It comes with a warranty. But they will steal all your data and probably turn you into an AI drone someday. So there is that. But, you know, $100 difference between a headset that has an ecosystem specifically built for it with support, you know.
Controllers. So
if you're comparing it to this headset, you're trading an extra $100 and your data to get controllers and tracking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this doesn't come with controllers, huh?
Well, you have to print them or something.
I didn't even see anything on this trailer about the controllers.
I don't see anything about controllers or tracking bases.
Yeah, I imagine that you would just get some controllers. Like,
well, what controllers?
I don't know, some Vivalons or something.
Yeah, I guess if it's Steam VR tracked.
You're probably going to get the Vive tracking bases, and you're probably going to get Vive controllers or the Knuckles controllers.
So if that's the case, then you're going to spend a lot more. But you
end up spending a bunch more money. So really, you're looking at having the full rig at like $400 or $500.
So who wants this?
Maybe someone that doesn't want to be in the Oculus ecosystem and doesn't want to spend $800 for a Vive Pro or $500 for just the Valve headset, for the Index headset. I mean, I don't know, man. This is, you know, when you really think about it, Well, yeah, exactly. So I mean, but if you get 500, what you get the headset, the Index for $500, but you'd still have to buy the $300 controller. So that would be $800, right? So you still are saving money here, no matter how you look at it. This probably is one of the cheapest entry points besides the Quest.
Yeah, but like, okay, so you have to spend money on a bunch of other shit. Yeah,
you do.
Why not just invest in a truly good experience at that point?
You know? Sure, like, but but we're talking here. This is specifically made for budget for you. If you cannot afford it,
low enough budget, you can piece together your VR experience.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and go secondhand and grab deals on stuff. And
yeah, I think if you could print the controllers as well, that would probably be where the value would really, really come in. You know, but and if it also came with cameras and if it was inside out tracked, which I'm not exactly sure. You know, if this has any kind of I don't think it has any kind of inside out tracking.
Inside out tracking.
That's great. So. PD, I didn't see Paradise Decay's messages until now, but he was asking questions that we were just answering in real time. Like, he was just like, what about this? What about that? And we're just we were hitting those topics as he was mentioning them.
Oh,
and just naturally having the conversation. We're inside each other's brains right now. That's good. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess if you're on a true budget.
Yeah.
True budget cannot live without VR. This is it.
Yeah.
And go find somebody with a 3D printer, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if you're on a true budget, is it because you bought a 3D printer? those things aren't cheap.
They're not. And they're not, they're not easy either. It's not like throwing an ink cartridge in and hitting the print button. You do have to really look into it and get a little, build up your skills. It's not, it's not just plug and play with a lot of 3D printers. It's
Fucking question.
Mm-hmm,
here it comes. The year is 2040.
Okay.
I pull out my original Oculus Quest. Are you one of those fucking things? Or are you holy shit, an OG Oculus Quest?
It'd be like finding that friend that has their Virtual Boy still in the box,
Yeah. Will it have that level of significance? I guess is what
I just put my Virtual Boy back in the box. That's funny.
Because who's breaking out their Samsung Galaxy S2 being look at this?
Yes. I feel like 3DoF VR isn't VR. I people might hate on me for this, okay? But to me, if you can't track through space and the world moves when you move your head, that's not virtual reality.
That's understandable.
That's 360-degree fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not VR.
It was the first real mobile VR device for consumers ever. I mean, I guess you could make the argument that you could play games on the Oculus Go. I liked my Oculus Go. It was a great Netflix machine.
It was. It's great for airplanes and for chilling and watching Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't a gaming VR headset,
Right.
The Quest is the first one of those. And 20, 30 years from now, I think people will look back on it as the first step towards this cool thing that whatever cool thing they have then.
Yeah, but is it going to be worth more or less than its initial buying price on eBay?
If it works well, I would think that it would still
or
be
on point
around. The same. Just for but it just like anything, things have to kind of ferment, if you will.
Right, exactly.
They have to sit around and they have to get old. And
I thought
there has
20
to be
years.
People.
I thought 20 years was a good age.
Yeah, 20-30 years. Well, I think someone would absolutely.
And if all the rumors are true, it's going to be a limited run item. They only made them for a year.
That's what I'm saying.
And a half.
And not everyone can buy them.
You can barely buy one when they're available.
Right.
So exactly. I mean, you'd think that the value on those will appreciate over time.
And everybody thought that was going to be the mass adoption unit, when in reality, obviously, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's
too
where
heavy.
We're at.
Yeah.
Too fucking uncomfortable for sure, bro.
Well, it was uncomfortable, but right when the Quest took off was right when the coronavirus took off as well. And it just killed production of that headset. So I feel like that headset would have been even, you know, way more successful if people could have bought it, because everyone wanted it. Anytime it came back in stock, it was gone within minutes, you know. So it showed Oculus that they needed to put more money and time, because the audience for this is really there. It's there now, you know. Yeah. The foundation for VR becoming mainstream is becoming more and more stable, and
Horizons is, I think, gonna play a big role in that. Sure. I really hope it's fucking good. By the way, PD is on your team when it comes to 3DOF. So if you got PD's vote, good. I think you're good.
Good, good.
Yeah. So I haven't played Horizons. You have.
Yeah.
Space Roach, you have gotten in there recently?
I was in there for my first time today.
Wow. Ooh, nice.
Wow. I mean, you know, I haven't had the chance to try it yet, so I can't speak to it, but I really do hope that it is good.
What did you think? What were your impressions there?
The building was interesting. It was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I did like the ability to shrink the, or really make a giant of yourself, or get really small building things. I thought that was a fun little gimmick and made certain things easier to build. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot to it though. It's still very, very limited in the amount of tools there are.
Do you think that will improve? Do you think they'll release more tools over time?
Well, they'd have to.
Yeah.
I mean, because you get this basic array of shapes. It's like 15, 20 shapes that you can build with, and then you can add scripts and animation to those things, or make them interactable, which is awesome. And they make it like literally like an on-off switch for like, can you interact with it? Yes, no. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're really into VR, you just want to check yes on everything that isn't literally the ground.
But, picking up trees, throwing them.
Yeah. but yeah, it was pretty basic. I did like that. I liked the way the avatar creation. I do like the avatars in there, and I do like interacting with the other avatars in there when you go through the little worlds, because there's a little population. Of other people in beta that are just hanging out around there. You walk up and talk to people. I'm sure it'll be completely full of kids within a couple weeks of release.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So yeah, you want to hear a funny story? So, well, it's funny to me. So when I first got into Horizons, it took me 2 days to actually go and explore anything, because they give you go to your avatar builder, and there is what looks like a female avatar. And there is no way to switch from male to female. So you literally, there is one sex avatar, and you have to make it look male, or kind of make it look female. There's no click male or female. You know what I mean? So I literally thought I was stuck as a chick, and I didn't want to go explore and talk to people and you know, be this woman and then be like, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? I didn't want to be that guy. So it actually took me 2 days to get in there, and then I was talking to Emil. Actually, and I think that's who told me that. It's like, yeah, that's all there is. You just have to kind of make it look like a dude, or make it look like a...
That's probably a safe approach on their part, you know?
I didn't do a very good job of making mine look like a dude.
It was hard to. It was really hard to.
I clicked through all the... Because there aren't a whole lot of options for the for different hair types and different... like, you can't have facial hair. There's no such thing as facial hair.
Yeah, that's so bizarro. I mean, that right there would say, yeah, I'm a dude. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well, maybe we're getting a little taste of what the ladies got in the early years of the gaming.
True.
You know, they like go to play a game with you, and it's like, do you want like rough dude A or rough dude B? And you're like, man.
Yeah,
you know, like a game comes along and there's a girl. They're like, there's a girl! Like, I remember like girl characters being like few and far between for a long time.
Yeah.
Definitely not the case anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
but maybe it's a little taste of what they had to go through. I'm willing to endure it.
Yeah, the thing is, it confused me.
To be able to bring in outside objects.
What was that?
Like, it'd be nice to be able to bring in outside 3D objects.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah, to be able to import objects and stuff.
You got to go to Somnium Space for that.
Yeah, or Alt Space. Well, I think you can do an Alt Space.
Neos allows you to bring in.
You got to go to a lot of other places for that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of other places.
You gotta go pretty much anywhere else for that.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere else. And to have legs, too. I mean, if legs are important to you, go anywhere else.
I could give two shits less about having legs on my avatar.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Some people will say.
I never really look at my legs.
Yeah, true. But I'll tell you what, though, if they want this to succeed, I feel like they have to have the avatars as customizable as possible. And. not having things like facial hair or being easily able to make your avatar look female or male or, you know, older or younger or whatever, it's going to be a downfall, I think. And hopefully this is all going to be worked on and improved upon. But I mean, come on, man, this is fucking Facebook.
Right.
They're a social media company. I mentioned from the very get-go that with what they came up with Facebook Spaces, that I didn't have any expectations for Horizon because Facebook Spaces was so terrible.
Right.
You know, it was just limited, and it felt like someone put it together in 10 minutes.
I've heard the theory that a lot of us haven't gotten keys or didn't get keys initially because it's like not ready for people who have opinions in the community to start voicing them. Because here you are being like, character creation sucks. You can't make a dude.
I don't know, dude. When I applied, I said, you know, I have Between Realities. I work with my channel. I have a Reddit and I have opinions. And they were like, you know, and they were like, okay, here you go.
You're also not wave one, you know?
Right,
and
true.
You know, sure, there's a lot of people who were in there for a long time making stuff. And I think it's like, it could be a part of their strategy to like not reach out to the people who like are like wondering why the fuck they don't have keys, because they're like, okay, we don't want them to weigh in quite yet because the character creation is missing some of our features and we don't have all the rooms and we wanted to get people in there, but we weren't where we really wanted to be yet. There's a whole community of people fucking banging on our door being like, where the fuck is Horizon?
Yeah,
OC7 true. Facebook Connect, you better fucking have it.
Well, you know, that was their bad for saying anything to
people. Agree.
If it was this far off, they shouldn't have said anything.
I agree entirely. Yeah. I'm just trying to like view it maybe from their perspective and like understand what's happening.
I think the perspective with Facebook is they're just like, yeah, I know that's what we said, but we never tell the truth anyways. It doesn't fucking matter what we said. Like, they literally say things and just turn around and do the opposite, and they don't give a shit what you think, what I think, what the community thinks. They just do it.
God damn.
That's how they are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you don't... If you don't, though, where else are you going to buy a wireless VR headset?
That's just it, right? That's just it.
You're fucked if you do, and you're fucked if you don't.
Yep, you're damned if you do. If you want the toys, you have to give up a piece of yourself.
How did this happen?
How did Facebook bought Oculus? That's how it happened.
It's only getting worse with the Oculus Quest 2 or Quest S or whatever it is that's about to come out. If you think about it, man, because it's like, hey, I'm going to take all of your data and you're going to have to log in through your Facebook account and like all this negative news. And then they're like, oh, by the way, $300 headset, you got it. You have to go buy it. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to.
Yeah. And they're subsidizing the price by.
I'm probably going to buy that headset.
I probably will too.
Right now, and I'm probably just going to go out and buy that.
For sure. Me too. I'm a hypocrite. Absolutely. I really am. Because I really, there is no other competition, but I will tell you this, and I promise you this, the second there is competition to a Facebook product, I'm out.
Right.
I am out. You know, like it's too late. Yeah.
They've already implanted it.
I went from my Rift to a Valve Index because Facebook, right? And I will go from a Quest to whatever the competitor is because Facebook. You know, so they have me now, and I have you now.
I know.
And they have me now, but they're not going to keep me. You know, they'll probably collect everything they need from me, but they're
there
not going
to
keep
me. Escape.
Yeah, I know.
You will never get away.
This is true.
Grumpy Duck, are you going to buy a new Quest? Will you sell your soul for a $300 headset like all the rest of us? How you doing, man? Weigh in on this conversation and let us know what you think, because I think we all know that we're fucked and we're just like, we're like on like a sinking ship together. You know?
I do want to hear a little bit more from Space Roach, and I don't want to put you on the spot because I know for a long time you were really like a Facebook streamer, right? So put you in a place where you want to, you know, you're going to shit on the hand that feeds you, but if you want to, here's your opportunity. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this.
I'm so interested in your question now. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to know what you think about the whole thing with Facebook lying and saying you're not going to need this, and now you need a Facebook account, and they're going to collect your data, and they're going to feed it through AI, and they're going to do whatever the hell they want with it, and they're just going to lie to you, and no matter what you know, no matter what they say, it doesn't hold any weight, right?
Man, it's one of those, honestly, I've been expecting this the whole time, like, Oculus was Facebook Oculus was the obvious IOI from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the really obvious IOI from the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's not shocking. It just sucks that it's like, if you don't go out and buy their product and let them, you know, like have their way with your biometric data, then show me your $1,000 to go buy your index kit right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you're gonna have a Rift S or a Quest. Yeah.
And let's be real, it's not just that $1,000, right? Because you gotta have a bitchin' machine, right?
Did you just say excuse your language? Don't you ever fucking say anything like that again on my fucking show!
Jesus, let's move this mic away from Alex.
Unbelievable! You are a fucking asshole. I cannot believe it.
We are, as everyone here knows, we are the non-PC VR people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wait. Anything goes on between you. But yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that that's our choice. But I will tell you, you know, a lot of people say they don't care about you. You are the early adopter of this VR technology. You're not who they want to bring in. They want Joe and Sally Walmart. They want the people who are going to throw down a couple $100 and be in their ecosystem, right? But I feel like some of us are the whales of this ecosystem. We're the ones that buy every piece of hardware. We buy every game. We buy every experience. So we shell out mad amounts of cash. Some people think because we do this show that we don't buy any games. And that is not true. I buy just about everything, right? And my bank account shows it, right? I buy a lot of this shit. But, you know, and it's too bad they're going to have all these people, these original adopters that are willing to just sign over their bank accounts, you know, because they'd rather have their data. And that shows the value of this kind of data. People go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I don't have anything to hide. And what are they really going to take anyway? But there is real serious value, or they would not be subsidizing hardware and trying to pull everyone into this, you know, because they have, you know, I mean, they have people that are going to spend some money. So just beware. Just know what you're truly signing up for. I will be buying a Quest 2 as well, like I said, but I will be bailing as soon as something else comes out that is not Oculus.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because that's a bummer to say, because, you know, I was a big fan of Palmer Luckey, the whole story of everything going into building the Oculus hardware and John Carmack joining it. Just the whole thing was legendary. OC6
was like the best fucking weekend of my life, man. Yeah. Like, I had so much fun at OC6, dude. It was the coolest thing I have ever done. Yeah. And it's just like been sad since then, you know. It's just like, it was like that, like, I don't know, that like fleeting, like, island vacation romance, you know. And it's like, you think that's gonna be forever, and then it just goes away. It's like, no, don't leave me. But she left, and it really sucks. I'm wearing my OC6 shirt and memorandum today. And I actually have been sitting on a ton of footage that I got at OC6 that I never made videos out of. And I think this week I'm going to chop it all up and put it up as kind of like a tribute to the birthday and the death day of Oculus Connect. And, you know, maybe give some people just a little bit of content to look at from last year, you know, like a little window into some of the stuff that I didn't share.
Yeah. So is this Facebook Connect, or is it Facebook Connect 7? Are they just starting over now?
I think they're starting over.
Yeah,
it's just Facebook Connect.
Yeah, it's not Oculus Connect 7. Or it's not Facebook Connect 7. There's never been a Facebook Connect.
Yeah. Okay. Were you planning on heading over to that? Personally,
about the fact that I can't go to it in my Rift S.
That is insane. It is like insane.
I have an Oculus headset and I can't go to their yearly VR event. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy, dude. There's so many things. They don't support venues at all, right?
No.
Yeah, that's insane. They have all these products that are segregated within their own community. Like, what? What do you have? That's, I can't even, just, fucking it just man. It just melts my brain, like, right. the decisions that they make. But anyway.
So listen, before the show, I've been getting good at this now. I've been like hitting up our guests like a week in advance. And I'm like, hey man, if there's anything you want to talk about, you want to bring it up, I'm going to bounce the ball into your court, and you're going to take it if you want it, or you can bounce it back. This is that time. Is there something that you think that we need to talk about, or a question you have, or anything that you want to get into, Mr. Space Roach? No pressure.
I've been thinking about this one all week, because honestly, you bring up so many topics on this show that there's a, I keep bookmarking stuff that I want to come back. Like next time I'm in a game of Tower Tag with you, I'd bring up. but I guess, who do you think is going to be the next one that brings out something that actually competes with the Quest? Like, honestly.
Oh, man, I've been wondering that for a long time.
Do we end up having to deal with an Apple versus Facebook thing?
There'll be an Apple thing. It will definitely be an Apple thing.
Would that be good?
No. I mean, yes and no. Because
I feel like, what evil corporation do you want to choose? But yeah, I mean,
that's right. That's right. But I mean,
just the same way Facebook is.
Yeah, I mean, Apple is one of those companies that they could put out, you know, the Apple toilet and everyone would buy it.
Right.
You know,
it'd probably be awesome.
It probably would. You know, nicely wipe your bottom for you. But no, I mean, really, though, you know, anything these guys put out, they do a good job. They pay very high amount of detail to, you know, they pay all of their attention to detail. They make everything very elegant and sexy, and mm-hmm. they make it work without any user intervention, because Apple always assumes the end user is brain dead. So they're going to make sure that you put that headset on and the room automatically creates its guardian systems. It's going to do all kinds of cool stuff, right? And it's going to be great. And I will probably switch back to Apple for the release of this headset, you know, because I can't help myself. I need to try all this stuff. But I mean, Paradise, I think they're going to come in.
Is getting Sony in the comments.
Sony would be a big, yeah, I think Sony could absolutely pull it off. They got the money. They have the money. They have the manufacturing. They have, you know, they know how to do this stuff, man. They know how to put together this stuff.
What if they go like the Vita route with it, right? And it's like the PS5, PSVR 2, and then PSVR Vita.
That would be crazy.
Where you can take that thing and it's powered by your system at home, and you can jump on any network and 5G network and fucking virtual desktop that shit and then have a standalone.
It'd be the game changer none of us saw coming ever.
Yeah.
That would be so
that dope. And I feel like, don't count out Samsung either, right? Because they were the only successful Windows mixed reality headset, right? And then they came out with a second one that was slightly improved. Then we saw all kinds of patents for another Samsung headset that nobody still knows anything about, right? I mean, this weird bug eye looking headset, and you know, that very well could be a standalone headset. Who knows? Well,
what the fuck was that thing?
I don't know. Nobody knows. So, just some patent.
Something that shows up.
The fly VR.
Somebody posted like a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, I feel like all these big companies are taking note of the success of the Quest. I feel like we'll definitely have someone entering the market here soon. And no, I personally can't wait. I think it's much needed. You know, we need some more companies to come up with some different marketing strategies and some other things. You know, it could very well be HTC. So mm-hmm. HTC's CEO quit last year. Or quit not that long, just a couple, like a month or two ago, right?
Yeah.
He resigned after being there for less than a year. And they brought back in one of the original co-founding members as CEO to try to save the company of HTC. So, you know, if I was a betting man, I would put my money on them going with what the market is going after, right? So I think they would, because let's think about it. They're HTC, their first thing was smartphones. Right, so they obviously know mobile. Mm-hmm. You know, they do VR headsets. So why wouldn't they be able to put the two together? Now, originally, the Cosmos was advertised as being able to plug into your HTC phone and being able to do mobile stuff. Now, that never happened because HTC. You know, what else can you say? It's HTC. These people kind of trip over their own feet all the time. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on. But at the same time, they have all of the parts and all of the ingredients to make a headset that's mobile. They also have the other huge, huge piece to this is the software ecosystem side. They have Viveport. Mm-hmm. They have Viveport Infinity, which are separate. Not everything on Viveport is on Viveport Infinity. Right, so they have the software, they have the mobile hardware, and they have the VR stuff. If they don't put them all together, then they are officially the dumbest company on the planet. because they have everything they need to be successful right there. And if you guys would like me to take over as CEO over there at HTC for a little bit,
oh, that would be so. That is so funny. Somebody please send this to them. Yeah. That would be so good. I would love to get a response.
Well, the funny thing is, they'll be asking you. They'll be like, Alex VR, right?
I know, right?
The big fat Alex VR.
That's funny. We should maybe hit up that CEO at some point and be like, hey, listen, we got a podcast. And we want to know what the fuck you guys are doing. So
yeah, I can't imagine anyone's going to want to. They won't want to come on here. They know that the entire industry is shitting all over them. You know, I mean, they've done nothing.
There's got to be somebody over there who can at least can speak well. You know, like, gotta do something. Yeah, you have to do something.
This is possible. I mean, this is true, but we also thought a VR headset company would be able to come out with a VR headset that could track its controllers.
Reckoner VR has joined us in the chat.
Oh, what's up, Gary?
What's up, Gary?
How's
man?
It going, buddy?
Good to see you, dude.
Right on.
And JD Max is here also. JD Max just showed up. Good to see you, bro.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, so who knows? So this whole mobile headset thing, I'm going either HTC, obviously Sony is a really good one, or Samsung.
Sick.
Yeah.
PD also said in the chat a little while ago that he thinks that if Sony does go standalone, mm-hmm. that it'll basically force Microsoft's hand.
I don't think Microsoft gives that much of a rat's ass at the moment. And let me tell you why. So they came out with the MR stuff, I think, to just kind of shut everyone up, because Microsoft makes in a day what the entire VR industry probably makes in a year through business enterprise cloud services. These guys rake in so much money every month from Azure cloud services, artificial intelligent cloud services, all of their Office 365 suites and OneDrive stuff. I've been in this for a long time. I sold these products. These guys make so much money off of this stuff that I would not be surprised if they took the whole Xbox brand and they sold it off, because it's just worth peanuts to them.
Wow.
It's peanuts. And VR is less than peanuts because it has no adoption so far. I mean, you know, it's very small in the adoption. But Microsoft makes more money in a day or even an hour probably than VR will in the next year. So it's, you can't count on Microsoft for that stuff, because they see things, the VR market, they'll get in, but they'll get in when it's profitable. Everyone else is doing the work.
About how devastating a Sony wireless headset would be to the VR ecosystem.
Well, yeah.
Think about it now. Because if you buy a Quest, then you're just a PC away from being able to enjoy PC VR experiences, right? But if you buy a Sony wireless headset, you're just a PlayStation 5 away, and that's cheaper.
That's a no-brainer. Bro.
Well, but if they go truly mobile, you wouldn't need a PS5. Well, I mean, so we pretty much know. I mean, but we'd have all their software, right?
Well, but you can get
PC level experiences on a mobile headset.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
But it's like the Quest, and he's a Link.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're talking about linking to another system, and you're talking about PS5 mm-hmm. being compatible and having access to a lot of the same games, for a much cheaper price than buying a PC ready VR headset mm-hmm. or a VR ready PC.
Yeah,
that could flip the whole VR ecosystem.
Oh, totally could, right?
That would be so dope. Yeah. Sony could swoop in and fucking save us.
They could.
Like, they drop PS5, everyone in the world buys one. They drop PSVR 2, they drop PSVR Vita, we all buy both, and we just fucking gallop into the sunset together.
Away from Facebook. Yeah.
That would be so dope.
Yeah, man, it really would be cool, and it's definitely doable because, again, they have the ecosystem. You know, we have companies that have standalone headsets already, like the Pico Neo, right, and the Pico Neo 2. They have a standalone headset, it works good, but they have no ecosystem behind it. They can't sell games for it, it's enterprise only. But you have Sony, and you have some of these other companies like HTC, they have that backing ecosystem to sell you the software on top of it, and that's where the money comes
from.
But
unfortunately, HTC has a pretty rough track record right
now. They
do,
absolutely
do. And Sony is an absolute mega giant who's been crushing it for 100 years.
And they have the PlayStation Store with all the games. They have all the software.
Okay, so what do we need to do now?
Because he's already starting to get some of the VR, some of the exclusive stuff from the PC and Oculus side of VR. They just got the Vader Immortal series. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Valve said back before Half-Life was released that they wouldn't be against bringing that over to a more powerful version of the PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, really, if you start putting the blockbuster games over on PS5 for VR as well, then maybe that is a no-brainer. Then they go out and buy the whatever the next PlayStation headset is.
And I mean, then they just enable GTA support. And it's
Well, I'm calling this right now. Half-Life Alyx, I'm calling it, will be a PSVR 2 thing. I cannot imagine that if they have to be working with Valve to make that a launch title, and if they don't, they're missing out really big.
Hold on, for a launch title for PSVR. Okay,
PSVR 2. I feel yes. Like. Okay. Yeah. Because the PS5 will probably be able to run it along with the PSVR 2. You know, we've seen patents with the PSVR 2 being wireless 60 gigahertz, a line of sight to the PS5.
Grumpy Dunk says, "Will you need a Sony account to sign into the PSVR 2? I'm not sure. I want to make a PlayStation account." I think they are polar opposites, bro. I really do. I don't think they're the same at all. Sony has way more respect for our privacy, I think, than Facebook does. I'm pretty sure.
Or they at least care enough to hide it a little more.
Yeah, right?
Facebook's like, we're going to chill over you, and we're not going to even pretend to hide it. Well, that's what we're doing. You're still going to buy our stuff.
Dude, I'll tell you what. My sentiment for the past few shows has been like very like scary. You know, I'm like, oh, fuck, like this is very oministic. Not ominous. This is very ominous. This is like not good. This is like black cloud. How the fuck are we going to get out of this? But after this conversation, after Space Roach asked that question and we like really started thinking about it, and then PD drops this Sony fucking bomb, it's like, holy shit. Actually, that might be our way out. Mm-hmm. Like, we might actually be able to shift onto a Sony platform and get everything that we need. Because the PS5 is going to be fucking strong.
Yep.
Strong.
Imagine blood and truth.
If you get into the same kind of experiences for $500, why the hell wouldn't you?
Yeah, man. You know, and have a dope headset.
Exactly. They come out with a headset that's decent at least. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the PlayStation VR probably still stands as the most comfortable headset.
Yeah, it does.
It's great.
Yep, it absolutely does. I think it's super comfy. You know,
I actually had to bail on it because the tracking is fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they can knock the tracking out of the park.
Well, they're going to. Yeah.
Comfort. Then factor in PlayStation 5, maybe make it wireless, and then you've got the next big thing in VR.
Mm-hmm. You know, the patents point to all of that. Who knows? It might be too expensive to implement all of it, right? But the patents point to that wireless 60 gigahertz line of sight to the PS5. It points to finger tracking, face tracking, eye tracking, full body tracking with that camera that's on top of the TV. It points to all this. And if they can come out and drop that bomb, they're going to take this entire industry and they're going to knock it on its side. And if they have Half-Life Alyx as a as a launch title, and then imagine if they were like, oh, and by the way, you can not be by your PlayStation, and there is all internal tracking, and it's also a Quest competitor. Right there, they would jump instantly to, you know, number one spot.
So would we just log out on Oculus? Would you just log out of Oculus?
No, I would like to. I mean, I would like to, but I do the show. Right, and so I like to use it as an excuse to sell my soul, right?
Yeah, because Reckoner says Sony's business is not built on selling user data,
right,
whereas Facebook's is. Right. Not even taking sides, that's just a fact, and that you are 100% right.
Yep, that's very true.
Now, the question is, are we going to have to buy fucking Beat Saber again if they do it?
Of course,
100%.
But here's the thing: Oculus bought Beat Saber. Do you think it's going to be on any other platform ever again? I don't. Maybe the original, but Beat Saber 2 probably won't. You gotta have exclusives. You gotta have exclusives, and if you're smart, you make Beat Saber an exclusive for Beat Saber 2 or whatever.
Beat Saber's that rare game that's gonna sell to 75% of the users on every platform it goes to. Like,
not only that, in the future,
they lose too much money about allowing Beat Saber over there.
And what's to keep a really fucking clone coming out?
Well, but picture this. Oculus has the exclusive of Beat Saber, and Sony has the exclusive of Half-Life Alyx on any, you know, well, I mean, I don't know if they can exclusive it now, but technically, you know, they could say...
No, it's not on a Quest.
Right. It's not on a Quest, but you can play it on a Rift and a Rift S. Yeah. But it would make sense if they could get some kind of exclusivity deal from Oculus, you know, because that's what big game companies do, man. They, you know,
dude, exclusives. Yeah, and I really like Beat Saber. That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. But, you know, there's a million and a half Beatsaber clones, so, you know, you're good. Don't worry.
So, you think you would shy away from buying a headset that didn't have access to Beatsaber? Or, like, would that be a deal breaker for you?
You gotta answer that one. Would it be a deal breaker if a headset didn't have Beat Saber?
No.
Wow.
Because I have it on this one.
Oh, okay. Because you have another headset.
Yeah, because I can play it here. I mean, okay. would it be deep? Like, you know, if I would sacrifice Beat Saber to continue doing VR if I had to, for sure. Wow. But like, if a new headset came out, they're like, "Hey, you'll never be able to play Beat Saber on this." I'd be like, "Okay, that's fine. Pick up this one."
Okay. That's cool.
So I don't think that would bother me too much. I'm not like that addicted to it, you know. I don't play it that much. I just really love it. And I get into like times and periods where I just like it becomes like a lifestyle, you know. But I'm not in one of those right now. So yeah.
So what about you, Space Rich? What would you do? Would you jump away from the Quest? Would you prefer to be on another platform?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've been I never buy my games on the Oculus platform anyway. Like, if it's available on Steam, I'm buying it on Steam. So the only thing Oculus about my setup is the HMD itself and the fact that I have to have the Rift S app on my PC. Mm-hmm. So I honestly, that jumping over to another company wouldn't hurt me too bad if they had a comparable product at a comparable price. Because honestly, I'm not at the putting in $1,000 right now on a new Valve Index headset level, you know. But if there was something else that was around this, you know, around the same price that maybe I could jump over and not be supporting things that I don't like, maybe I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe I would. And even without Beat Saber, because I'd probably just buy Synth Riders.
Some other rhythm game.
Another rhythm game. Well, and you can literally take the Beat Saber maps and port them over to that game. It's a thing you can
do. Or didn't they just redo Beat Saber in Dreams? Yeah. There you go. That's all you need. Imagine Dreams on a standalone headset. PSVR 2 standalone Vita edition, whatever.
That'd be just like some really good game creation.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right, listen. We got to go. All right. We've been going.
I suppose. Here, I guess I should switch scenes.
Probably start to wrap this shit up. Even though this is really fun. And I feel like I could sit here forever and we could just keep going.
You could go for hours if you didn't cut it off, dude.
Yeah, we could just keep going. But, you know, I think that's, we got to be able to release everybody. You know what I mean? Guess. We got to let the kids out of class
Fine.
At some point.
We'll let you guys
so,
go,
first of all.
Yes.
If this is your first time here, thank you so much for watching our show with us. And click subscribe right now and like or dislike the video. As long as you're engaging, that's fine with us.
Mm-hmm. leave a comment below. Let us know. You know, let us know if you want to. We will give away a game every single show. All you guys got to do is go into the comments after the show, say that you want to sign up for the game giveaway, and we will pick you. If you're the only one in there, guess what? You just got a free game. So go ahead and put your shit in there.
We could push that a little harder, I think.
Yeah,
we haven't really mentioned anything like that in a while.
Yeah.
I think you've just been kind of like dropping a code here.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I didn't drop one today in live chat, so please make sure you leave a comment to
leave a comment, and we'll give you a game, and we'll let you even pick from what we got.
Ooh,
that. So, Space Roach, thank you for hanging out with us today, man. This was really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me in. It's the first time I've ever hung out with you guys where the top halves of our faces were showing.
That's great. All right.
and we all have legs, even though you can't see them.
Yeah. This is cool, man. I'm glad that we got to do this. You know, I say this all the time, but, you know, we're in a tight community, and it really feels like we know each other. And sometimes, like, it just, like, dawns on me. It's like, oh, damn, this is the first time we've done connecting like this, you know, and it's still not in person, but even still, it still translates. And whenever it is that we meet you in person, it's going to be like, what's up, dude? How's it going?
Well, one of these days after this, after all the COVID everything, I'm sure I'm going to actually get to meet you guys at an event.
Absolutely. We'll be
maybe
there.
Maybe a Facebook Connect or, you know, something similar.
Yeah. So. The way I talk about Facebook, they're going to be like, yeah, you can't come.
Yeah, no. We don't need you here. Reckoner VR, Grumpy Duck VR, Paradise Decay, Ronnie Jones, Limitless Gaming, JD Max.
You guys are all legends, man. Yeah. And we really love you guys and that you come and join us and do this with us every week.
It's seriously, dude, it's great. We would do this if there was no audience, but having you guys here really does make it fulfilling and exciting and way more fun because we have your engagement and we love it. Yep. Thanks for joining us, Space Roach. We're going to eject you, I think.
Yes, you are being ejected. Thank you. Thank you for coming, man.
Too late. I'm sorry. It's got to happen. You're gone.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, of course, man. That was very fun. Thank you. Right, see you later. Say bye. Space He's gone. Say bye, Space Rush. He's gone. So that was fun.
Yes.
That was cool. I'm glad we had the chance to meet him.
Like, me too, man. Chat. Space Rush is awesome. I love that guy, man. I wish we lived closer. We'd probably hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Hussein. Fabster, thank you guys for being here. Next week we have Joachim, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I've only ever called him Joachim. So Joachim from Alt VR, which is a channel on YouTube. It's called Alt VR, and he does a podcast from VR Chat called VR and Philosophy. And he had me on his show like a couple of months ago, and I was in there as like that Dracula avatar, and we were chatting it up, talking about the same kind of shit that we normally talk about on this show. Mm-hmm. And he's a great dude and he makes awesome videos. So check out Alt VR and you can kind of get an idea of who Joachim is, and then we'll have him on the show next week. And he's a deep thinking dude, and I'm sure he's going to come to us with some fucking some shit to talk about.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a more philosophy based episode. Yeah. We really, you know, I love it when we get to just dive deep into, you know, the meaning.
Which
of
we
everything.
Do often, you know, but sometimes it's like real deep dive. So thanks again for being here, everyone. Like and subscribe and whatever. We appreciate you so much. And we will see you next week for episode 11, because this was episode 10. Yes. And that'll be episode 11. Goodbye. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.